This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I think Michael want to be an Eagle.
He do. He want to be Eagle bad.
He love Philly.
He be on the phone with Slay and all that shit. And I didn't even like, I'm going to keep it real, I ain't like that. Slay, don't be talking to them Dallas Cowboys during the season.
See, A.J. Brown gets it. Micah wants to be here, and maybe he will be. Yeah, well, I do.
Hey,
welcome
always
back.
He always talking about the Eagles.
Though. Always is. Welcome back, Midday Show, live from Eagles training camp for 94 WAP's Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. Your take on the Phils after the weekend, do you feel better or the same after watching the trade deadline acquisitions? And, of course, the Parsons thing, which is blowing up on Jerry Jones here. We were just discussing during the break. We're discussing from the Eagles' perspective, right? That's what we care about and think about.
Yeah.
I do wonder, where is the spot? Like, let's say it gets worse. Right? Let's say they reach a point where he says, no, I'm out. You're going to have to trade me. And they have to really field offers. I wonder where he's going to land. I mean, Kyle brought up, he and Dan Quinn were very close. Dan Quinn, obviously, now the head coach of the
Washington
Commanders. You would think the Eagles, I mean, the Cowboys would not want to trade him in the division if they could help it. I can't think of the right fit. Like, sometimes there's a player comes up, like when T.O. was available, right? And it's like, the Eagles were the most obvious, Super Bowl ready, so in need of a receiver. I'm trying to think of that team. I keep coming back to maybe Buffalo. They've been this close for like 5 years. They're not really paying anyone besides their quarterback. They're desperate to win. I'm trying to find the spot for him if he does get traded.
First of all, I don't think he's going to get traded.
I would think not either.
I don't think he's going to get traded, but I would just thinking outside the box here, probably going to be an AFC team. The first one that popped in my head was Baltimore.
Similar to the Bills, as in they've gotten really close,
yeah,
but they can't get over the hump.
Like, that was the first thing that I thought about when I said it, Joe, when you said it, is you never trade a player of his caliber in the division, you know, so it would probably be an AFC team. So I'm thinking maybe Baltimore,
Baltimore,
LA,
Buffalo.
Chargers.
Chargers could, sure.
And listen, I don't know how much the money matches up or what their financial situation is.
The Rams strike me as a team that could go all in.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what their financial situation is, anything like that. That's just me thinking out loud. So I would think maybe an AFC team, maybe. And I was going to say Cincinnati. They don't fit. He don't fit Cincinnati.
Well, they don't like to pay anyone.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, they won't pay Trey Hendrickson. Yeah.
They
put all their money in the offense.
The Jets? But they got a fairly young defense.
Do you say the Steelers?
But, yeah, he said the Jets.
I said the Jets.
But what's the point of the Jets? They can't
score. I'm just throwing names.
Yeah, I mean, once in a while, a player does get traded to a weird place you're not expecting. I mean, that That is, and this is obviously a huge one in NFL history if he got traded, considering his production at a young age. I would offer Nolan Smith in a one, would you? 215-592-9494. OG Wade is up on WIP. OG!
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, OG.
Listen, here's the deal, Joe, and the mistake that we often make is that when we're doing these comparisons and everything, is that we never look at the reality of the matter. The reality of the matter is if you bring if you give him up for Nolan Smith and a first rounder, you got to pay Michael Parsons $41 million plus.
Yes.
You're going to have to let AJ or Smitty go, and you're also not going to be able to sign Jalen Carter for the
money
disagree. That you're looking
for. I agree with some of what you said. You said a lot, and some of it I agree with, but you're not just not accurate with what you're saying. Like the idea that Howie Roseman, who's the best GM in the sport, can't figure out a way to get rid of one of the receivers, which you're probably right on, but keep both defensive players, that doesn't make any sense. Of course he could.
So my point is this here. Is it's bigger than just the three players that I just named. This team right now, if they don't win the Super Bowl this year and then contend next year, we're going to be out anyway because basically – how we outkicked his coverage right now. You got more good players that he's drafted over the last 2-3 years that you can't pay all of these guys. You got sure Jordan Davis. You got Cooper DeJean. You got Quinyon Mitchell coming up. Dude, you got to be prepared for this. And if you go out there and bring a Michael Parsons in here who in 4 playoff games have 1 sack and 2 tackles, I mean, what are we doing
here?
But,
OG, you already said it. You already said it. The day's coming. Like, forget Parsons for a second. They're going to have to make tough decisions anyway within 2 years. I mean, that day is coming. So they're going to have to pay Nolan. They're going to have to pay Jalen. Right. They're going to have to pay the two defensive backs, right? And that's not even including if they want to pay Jordan Davis or whatever. That's just those 4 guys. So the day you're talking about is coming anyway. So I choose to operate with let's go get the best players and figure it out.
No, but what I'm saying to you is that if you do what you're saying do, see, what I'm saying, you keep that first-round pick that you're willing to give up for Nolan Smith.
Right.
Because you're going to need that to be able to ride off for some other stuff. I mean, this thing is about to be, you know, and on the other side is Micah Parsons. When is the last time you've seen a edge rusher with them type of double-digit sacks win the Super Bowl? They just don't do it. Your
Charles
chances
Haley?
Of winning the Super Bowl with Micah Parsons. Who? Say that again.
Charles, you talking about the last time it's happened?
Well, Von Miller was the best player, right, defensive player on the sport.
Now name
another
one.
I don't know
if
there's any correlation there.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
The correlation is that the chances of you winning a Super Bowl with Micah Parsons is way slimmer than you staying put and winning with what we got.
Are we all comfortable making Jalen Carter the highest paid defensive tackle ever in a year? Are we ready for that? Other than Aaron Donald, other than Aaron Donald, when was the last time teams won led by their defensive tackle making that much money? That doesn't happen either. It's just,
I mean,
there's no correlation to this. It's
that's a good point you raised there. I'm just basically you putting it out there. So I'm looking at the whole picture and I'm considering what you're saying, but I'm denying the option to do it because of so many other things that we can do.
Now I'll give you I'll give you this.
Won with what we got.
Right. And now it would be hard. I mean, I understand your point in that it would be challenging. I'm just saying it's not impossible. And, OG, we appreciate the phone call to fit all this together. And I think it's coming anyway. The day is coming anyway, sooner than we want to admit, where the defense will get expensive. And then, Hugh,
they're going to cut bait.
Well, one of two things will happen, right? It's either they're going to have to say, let's use these four. Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Cooper, right? Those are the four with the upside, I think, right? And then Jahad Campbell just started. He's got
a while.
But just those four. The reality is if they all reach their potential and stay healthy, at some point they're going to have to say goodbye to one of them or pay all four and probably say goodbye to someone on the offense.
Let me help you out
probably
with that.
Probably what's good. I can't see anything but one of those two options.
Let me help you out with that, Joe.
Okay.
And what I'm going to say is probably going to make a lot of people mad, but it's the truth.
Here we go.
It's harder to find a Jalen Carter. It's easy to find a Quinyon Mitchell. It's easy to find a Cooper. It's as talented as he is. It's a lot easier to find those guys than it is to find a Jalen Carter.
I agree with you.
So if you're asking me if in 4 years I had to sign one guy that I was going to keep for the long haul, is Jalen Carter.
There's also the other option. As this all happens, the offensive guys will get older.
Yeah.
I'm like, I if the Eagles come out this year and they run the ball a lot, I will continue to say, why are we paying both receivers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah.
I mean, like, especially as they have to eventually pay the defensive players. This is without Parsons as part of it. This is just the guys they have.
Yeah. But when you think of Jalen Carter, think of, and I know this is an old school name, a guy like Jerry Ball, Vita Vea, Cortez Kennedy, you know, Warren Sapp, guys that, like, it's hard to find D tackles with the skill set that Jalen Carter has. And I would even go as far as to say, even when Jalen Carter's pass rush days are behind him, he probably going to steal about 4 or 5 more years in the league just because of his ability to stop the run.
Well, Fletcher did that.
Yeah, I mean, that is the absolute hardest position to find. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, you got lucky because you got two good players in one draft. So, you know, you could probably find some of those guys, but those D tackles, those cornerstone guys – no, you're going to pay that cat.
Let's hear from Howie. Beginning of training camp a few weeks ago, it caught my attention because it's this, you know, whether it be Trey Hendrickson or now a Micah Parsons, I heard him say this, and it made me think if there's an opportunity, Howie's always out there lurking. Here's Howie a couple weeks ago.
Howie, you spent part of the offseason with maintenance. How would you, characterize the financial state of the team in this season, the flexibility to make mid-season moves if possible?
Yeah, I think that you got to look at that again just the same way we look at the resource allocation question. For us, it's the picks that we have. We have a lot of picks next year. We're expecting to have 13 picks in next year's draft, and those can be used to improve the team this year. They can be used to improve the team next year. They could be used to improve the team in the third year, you know. And so I think from our perspective, whatever opportunity comes about that can improve this football team, I mean, if there's an incremental difference on a player who's the 90th guy from a guy who's on the street, we're going to make that change. And we owe that to our fans. We owe that to our players. We owe that to Jeffrey, to do whatever we can to keep improving the talent level on the team. And so the way that I look at it is that we have a lot of young players coming down the pipeline that we want to keep in Philadelphia, but we want to win. And we want to win right now. We want to win next year, and we want to win going forward. And that's my job, to try to balance it, and I'll do whatever I can to make sure that that happens.
I can't get those words out of my head. It's our job to balance it. We want to win right now, and it's our job to bring in the most talent we could possibly find. Players like this don't become available in August. I mean, it just doesn't happen. That's why I'd be fascinated to find out if they've called the Cowboys and if they put a real offer out there.
Well, I'm pretty sure his price tag is hefty.
Of course it is.
And I would think that if Howie's doing his due diligence, you want to see what number you could potentially be working with.
And look, I don't want to give up three first-round picks. Like, I'm not willing. I don't think the Eagles need to go above and beyond to blow everyone out of the water to get this player.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you said, and a lot of people said, they've got a great thing going anyway. But if I can get him for Nolan Smith in a first-round pick, I'm in. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Philadelphia. Good morning.
Way to switch it. Way to switch.
Do we like the new one? Because it used to be Good Morning Philadelphia, and now it's Philadelphia Good Morning. Hugh?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. I'm not going to ask.
I'm out on both.
three guarantees in life.
Yep.
Taxes, death, and the Jerry Jones-led Cowboys have been and continue to be nothing but an absolute clown show. I mean, honest to God, who's got it better than we do? To steal a line from Harbaugh? Nobody, baby.
It's the best, and I'm going to miss Jerry when he goes to the upper room.
In the upper room.
It is so much fun to watch them implode every year.
I've got an announcement at the end, too, that's in regards to this whole thing. But, hey, Joe, I got a question for you. Because you're, and I'm going to tell you right now, I would, you know, take the money out of it. I would love to have Micah Parsons part of this team. But I am a giant Nolan Smith fan, and I think that he's going to be our next Brandon Graham. I think he's going to be with us for 10, 15 years. I think he's got that Seth Joyner, you know, ability on the field to just be a game wrecker and an absolute nightmare for opposing offenses. And, you know, so here's my question to you. Because you're talking about a first-round pick in Nolan Smith.
Yes.
And the first-round pick to the Eagles, this is what it's meant to them. Would you do Jahad Campbell and Nolan Smith for Micah Parsons?
Yes.
Would you do Quinyon Mitchell and Nolan Smith for Micah Parsons?
I might have some pause now.
Would you do Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith for Micah Parsons?
No.
So much.
No.
That is what this first-round pick means to the Eagles right now. They are Howie Roseman is in a space right now that he can do no wrong.
Aaron, you know as well as I do, that's not going to last forever. Not every first-round pick. It's impossible, right? Like, even the best GMs, even if you go 80% in the first round, you're going to have some duds. So one of these years, one of these kids, and maybe it's just because of injuries or whatever, they just won't become as great as the recent one. That's the way this works. We can't keep counting on that.
With Nolan Smith, is I'm going to use a big boy word here.
Uh-oh.
It's synergy.
Synergy.
What we don't take into account is the connection between Smith, Carter, Davis, and Dean. And all the years that they have worked together, them combined on that field, on that Eagles defense, it's nothing but pure magic.
I agree, I can't let that supersede building the best team. I agree with you, and if it stays this way and they stay together, I'm cool with it, especially if Jordan Davis plays up this year and the way he looks in camp. He very well looks like he's poised to, but, you know, I got to make the best decisions for the team. We could just give up lifetime contracts because they're all from Georgia?
Joe, do you not realize that we have two young defensive ends that are going to be absolute monsters this year?
Well, I don't know that for a fact.
All you got to do is watch the Super Bowl. It's going to be a special year. But hey, guess I've got a special announcement.
What you got?
I'm giving the midday show an absolute exclusive. That on Thursday, Aaron in San Diego is going to be on location. It has to do with the topic of today, and it also has to do with a caller that calls in all the time, and he's the top five worst callers of all time. But we are going to be on location in Oxnard, California.
You going to Cowboys camp? You going to snoop for
us? We're going to Cowboys camp. Let's go, Eagles! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Now, are you going to do the chant at the...
Yeah, I need him to chant at Jerry Jones. And I need him to get himself thrown out. I need Aaron to make a spectacle of himself. All right, so let me... Hugh, I have a couple more potential Micah Parsons trade ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to gauge your reaction. I want to see where the line is where I start to pique your interest a little bit.
Okay.
So Nolan Smith in a first, you're out.
Okay.
Jalix Hunt, a 1 and a 2.
For Micah Parsons?
This is all for Micah Parsons. I think I piqued your interest.
I'm trying to be fair and balanced.
You didn't have a flat no.
Hold strong.
I'm trying to be fair and balanced because okay. I have no ill will towards Micah, but I like what this young team is building.
Sure.
So I'm gonna say no.
Okay. A one, a three, and Tanner McKee. Oh, come on.
The future.
Future of what?
Future quarterback. Maybe in about 10, 15 years. He might be a Doug Peterson.
So hold on. You're selling me on not trading for Parsons because Doug Peterson?
Can I just say where my mind is?
They grow on trees, Doug Peterson's, as a player.
Can I tell you where my mind is with this?
Go ahead.
The Eagles have done a great job of drafting over the last – well, they've done a pretty good job of drafting.
I would say close to great, yeah.
Well, over the last, 10 seasons?
Well, I would say for the last five, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that there's something to be said about being in a position where you've developed players and they're being homegrown. Now, that's kind of where my mindset is when you're talking about trading these guys. Jalen Hunt looks like he could be potentially a future baller. You know, I'm not going to go as far as to say pro bowler, but a very, very serviceable player.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I would say Nolan Smith has pro bowl potential.
I agree with that.
I think the thing that we're missing in all of this is the homegrown aspect of having your players. Now, I look at a player like Ike Reese. Ike Reese is a Eagles legend that was drafted by the Eagles. You know what I mean? I think for them that says a lot. When you look at most of the players that we love and revere around here, they were drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles.
But A.J. Brown was a trade.
Yeah.
Barkley's a free agent.
And as you see – you know, outside of AJ, Saquon, and a few other people, the core of this group is homegrown individuals and player development. I think for the Eagles, that says a lot about their organization. That means a lot to them.
As it should. And if everything's the same and they don't have an opportunity to get a truly, truly great player, then I'm fine. I like that. I think it's a more sustainable model. But this is that kind of player.
And there you have it, Joe. Sustainable.
This is a sustainable model, but when a player this good pops, because you mentioned, I agree with you, Nolan has Pro Bowl potential. Jalex has good player potential. Micah Parsons has Canton bust potential. Probably going to be there. I mean,
if
I had a guess without injury, he's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame.
But I tell you what, it's something to be said about cultivating your own seeds and putting yourself in a position where the business model works.
But if
the business model works.
But if that was the thought, A.J. Brown would have never arrived. Like, at some point, you break the model the great player.
Well, you this is the model. You push in and you get, like, the core of your group is your guys, the guys that you drafted.
Yeah.
And when you see you're close and somebody can push you over the top, then you make those moves. The point that I'm making is this. We are not in a position where we're desperate to make a move for Micah Parsons.
I totally agree. This is more of an opportunity to do something than a desperation. Kyle, the other two ideas I threw out.
Nope.
Flat nose.
No, I don't.
A three and Tanner McKee?
First of all, I think you're underestimating how important the backup quarterback is for the Eagles.
Important.
They can get another one. I'm not underestimating.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Like who?
Give me a list of who's available. I mean, or I'll trade for one.
I don't think anyone good is available right now.
I think
Kyle McCord or DTR out there taking snaps if Jalen Hurts misses four games?
Within a few weeks, when the Browns decide they're going to win two games anyway, they'll give us Joe Flacco for a fifth-round pick.
Are we going to get Kenny Pickett back?
Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco, whoever loses the job in Cleveland. So you would really say no to one of three and Tanner McKee?
I don't want Micah Parsons here.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. See, that we've reached the problem here.
I mean, it's like a non-starter for me.
I just
I'm giving up a one also? No.
Well, how are we getting him? It's not charity.
I'm not getting him.
Well, then fine.
That's what you're missing. Yeah. I don't want him.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, it actually is ridiculous. Jack said this on Afternoon on Friday. At least Spike and Ike were on the side of get a great player in Micah Parsons.
Great loser.
Great player.
Loser. Yeah.
Saquon Barkley lost a lot. There's so many players that lose in the NFL, and then they get out of losing places, and they win.
Yeah, but, like, are we even going to compare Saquon Barkley as an attitude guy to Micah Parsons?
Not an attitude
guy,
but
we have brains. We can see this.
Well, I made this slight comparison.
Being on a losing team isn't necessarily being a loser.
Sure,
like, Micah Parsons is a loser himself.
And I could have said, and I probably did when they traded for him, that Slay was a loser. Acted like one, talked like one, but he was a great player, and he assimilated in here quite fine. Mm. Well, he did. I mean, well, he had his moments, but guess what? They won.
We got him, and they won four games the very next year.
Yes, right. But then they went to the Super Bowl 2 years later. And my point is, if you have, I think you guys are underrating the Eagles' ability to have culture. They'll put anyone in here, and the thing will keep moving. This thing keeps. This is a conveyor belt of winning now. 215-592-90. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls and all this coming up. The Phillies over the weekend. What you saw, Johan Duran, with closing two games. You good? At least I didn't get Duran. I love him. What a great acquisition. But do you feel differently or the same after watching the Phillies over there? I feel the same, where the pitching is going to be dynamite, and they're going to close these games out. But I still have concerns with the offense. Bryce Harper intentionally walked last night, and the Micah Parsons situation. Would you trade a one on Nolan Smith to get him?
No.
I would. Hugh would not. Kyle, I don't think there's any offer. I think the Cowboys could give him to the Eagles, and Kyle wouldn't accept him on the team.
No.
Where do you come down? Mauro Jomo set to join us after Eagles practice on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.